Good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. This is Dennis again. We're going through the love chapter of 1 Corinthians 13. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you for another beautiful morning, another morning of grace and filling our hearts with your joy. Father, we ask that you would bless us this morning with your word. Give us understanding. Give us a heart to understand. Not just a mind to understand, but Lord, that it would go to our hearts and that we would get a hold of this. Father, I ask that you would bless each one that listens in. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we were talking all week about charity. I look at verse 8, charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. So sometimes we get all wrapped up and I have a prophecy, I have a doctrine, I have knowledge. But what the Bible is stressing here is what God's trying to stress here is we have to have charity. Without charity, we are nothing. We are everything that we do, we have to do it in love and with charity. Verse 9, for we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is part shall be done away. That perfect, talking about the charity, love of charity, then the part shall be put away, but it will be the whole. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. The question to us this morning is, have we put away childish things? Foolish talking or childish understanding, do we understand the way a man should understand? Do we understand the way God wants us to understand as a man that we're not just sheep. Yeah, if you just got converted, you might have to understand of a babe, understanding of a baby, newborn babe in Christ. But where are you growing in your understanding is what I'm trying to get to. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. And now abide as faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. So that's what we're trying to draw our hearts to this week is charity. Where do we stand? Do we have that charity in our hearts? So continue challenging yourself. If you don't understand what charity means, what it is, if you don't have a hold of charity, then I would plead with you that you would seek the Lord and have him show you and get an understanding of charity, because that is very vital, a very important part in our lives. May the Lord bless you.